ज्ञानतिमरन्दस्य चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
We'd also like to thank all the parents who have come here. There are more parents who are here to witness today's ceremony. Well done. Well done. We're going to begin today by saying the Achman, and then just after that, we'll do the Sri Brahma Sanghita, which is a prayer that Srila Prabhupada liked very much. Of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also liked it very much. He brought it all the way from the Adi Keshava temple, had it copied and distributed. And we used to recite this prayer at initiations, very particularly in Chicago. There was a huge initiation with many, many devotees being initiated by Srila Prabhupada and many new deities installed. They were all going on buses across the United States. And at that time, one devotee organized a chanting of the Sri Brahma Samhita and the Purusha Shukta mantra. Today we'll just do the Brahma Samhita. But Prahlad Priya probably remembers that at 340 West 55th, every morning for many years, a couple of us would go on the altar right after Mangalartik, and for Radha Govinda, we had the pleasure of chanting the whole Brahma Samhita every day for the deities. So it's a very important prayer to begin with. So we'll be showing it up on the screen for those of you who don't know it. But first, if Srivas Pandit will allow me, I'll say the prayer for the Achman.
Yes.
And everyone can repeat after me, and then we'll do Achman three times. Om,
Om.
Apavitra
Pavitrova
Sarvavasta Katopiva Yasmare Pundarikaksham Sababhya Abhyantara Shuchihi Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu Shri Vishnu. Now kindly say Achman.
Achman.
No, I mean actually do it. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Go Premanande, Hari Hari Bo. For those of you who are here for the first time, for a initiation ceremony, of course, every process has its beginning. There's a way in which when someone becomes serious about something, whatever it may be, whatever practice, and finally says, I'm in all the way. That's what this ceremony is about in relationship to the process of bhakti or devotional service. When someone in their heart has decided that I'm going to make this the centerpiece, the main focus of my life. Of course, everything else goes on, but it's the ultimate purpose of my life. We are funneled into these kinds of situations by the force of time. Some call it the law of forced efficiency, because as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, as soon as I'm born, the clock is ticking, and there's a time at which I will, according to my conception of my being a physical entity in this world, cease to be at a particular time. Most people, by the convenient arrangement of the illusory energy, completely put that off. And as Prabhupada once said, one can leave this world at any moment, but a person in illusion thinks, I will never die, or if I do, it will be in millions of years. But the time frame is much shorter than that, and it can be much more, it can be an unexpected time. In fact, the whole theme of the Srimad Bhagavatam is Maharaj Parikshit, although a young man and although at the top of his game, the emperor of the world, qualified in every way, with everything that one would want for a happy life, is suddenly given notice that he has 7 days to live. And we don't even have that. Therefore, at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj asks, what is my duty now? And Shukadev Goswami says, Ante Narayana Smriti, you have to get ready for the end point, for when you leave this body. And there's a science to it. It's not willy-nilly. It's not whatever you believe or I believe. The science comes down from the Supreme Personality of God and Himself. It's explicated in the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, in which Krishna tells, Yang yang vapi smaran bhavam tajat yante kalevaram tam tami vaiti konteya sadat tad bhava bhavitaha. Whatever your mind wanders to at the time of death, the force of that impression will take you by the mercy of material nature, who is extremely good facilitator, to that particular situation. Therefore, an intelligent person must arrange life in such a way that he or she can remember, by the strength of yoga, the Supreme Personality of God at the end of life. Prayana kale manasa chalena bhaktya yukto yoga balina chaiva bruvor madye pranamavesha samyaksatam param purusham upaiti divyam. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, practice. And practice a lot. That's what the initiation is about today. The practice becomes focused and one takes it in a regulative way with a vow. And vows are extremely powerful in this world, especially when one's heart is in them. Because until one actually makes a vow, heaven and earth do not move. But when one says, I'm doing this or I will die, I am going to achieve this end, I'm going to do everything I have to. When one makes that resolution within one's heart, then one cannot be stopped by any external so-called obstacle. One moves forward and moves around or does whatever one has to do to go forward to reach the goal. And that's what all of you are doing here today. It's momentous. It may look like a small ceremony somewhere in the middle of Silicon Valley, but the universe is affected. In fact, when one person makes a vow that I will serve Krishna and I will do it according to the Shastra, I will surrender to a spiritual master in the disciplic succession and make this my life and soul, the universe feels it. People all over the world will feel it, and you'll have an impact everywhere you go by the force of that vow. When Bhishma Dev made his vow, showers of flour came down from the heavens, and the sound came, Bhishma, because he vowed, I'll never marry. This is a vow which is mentioned as the most auspicious kind of vow. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, evam vratasva priyanama kirta jatan rago jatachuta uchar asatyato rauti ti rauti gayati unmadavam mrititi lokabhaya. This verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam was put forward by Srila Ishvara Puri to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he took initiation. Srila Ishvara Puri said, this verse from the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of the meaning of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The verse says, spoken by Havi Yogendra, that when one takes, Karabhajana Muni, when one takes a vow to chant the holy name of the Lord, this becomes the focus of one's life. Evam vrata, that vrat, evam vrata sva priyanama kirtya, then gradually the name of the Lord becomes very dear to one. And the heart begins to melt. Druta chitta. Everyone say druta chitta. So the chitta means the heart, the consciousness. And normally the consciousness gets hardened by the exposure to the three modes of material nature. And all kinds of thoughts like envy and hatred. Icha dvesha sumutena dvandva mohina bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. Krishna says in the Gita 7th chapter that we're born into this environment where there are these dualities of desire and hatred which harden the heart. But by the process of chanting Hare Krishna and taking the vow that this is my primary purpose in life, then evam vratasva priyanama kirtya jatanurago drida, with determination, druta chitta, druta means melted, the heart becomes melted. Then one begins to experience the higher levels of advancement in devotional service by the power of the holy name. So we're taking, many of you today, 10 of you, are taking a vow for this chanting of the holy name. And then there are 4 devotees who have already taken that vow. What we call Harinam initiation. The first initiation we call in ISKCON Harinam initiation. It means when the devotees come forward and they say, I'm going to dedicate my life to this principle that Krishna and his name are non-different and that I follow what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Nam bina kichu nahi ko ora chota bhuvana maje. There's nothing else to be had in the 14 worlds except for the holy name. And that includes Home Depot. It includes 7-Eleven. It includes every mall in the world. There's nothing else to be had except for the holy name. And that's the mood in which one is chanting. That I'll get everything if I am able to surrender to the holy name, to become a servant of the holy name. That's the mood. 4 devotees previously had taken that vow and today are taking second initiation, which we call Diksha. And in this process, they are moving forward in the fivefold process of initiation, which I'll explain in a minute, and receiving a mantra. Today, the 10 initiates are receiving Nam, which means they're vowing to chant the holy name, plus they're getting a new name. And that new name for the men will come as Das, and for the women, Dasi. And this is the most coveted of all names in the universe. If you can get this name, and anywhere you go, you say, what's your name? Das. I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas. Or Dasi. This is the most prestigious name you can have. It's not Birla, with all due respect, not Rockefeller, but it's Das. And in mantra initiation, which is the second initiation, the devotees receive the esoteric mantras, which are passed down privately. The other mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, everyone knows. Everywhere we go, we have Harinam Sankirtan outside, so we tell everybody what it is, but a lot of people have already heard it. As you'll notice, they walk down the street and go, oh yeah, the Hare Krishna. I know the Hare Krishna chant. Either from George Harrison or Hare or someplace people heard it because it's an open mantra. But the mantras that the other 4 initiates will take today are private mantras. They are passed down through the disciplic succession from spiritual master to disciple and received at the time of second initiation or diksha. And these mantras have a bija, or a sound seed within them that is a deity of Krishna, a deity in sound. How is that? Iti murtya bidanena mantra murtim amurtikam yajite yajya purusha sasamyag darshana puman. Narada Muni explains in the 5th chapter of the 1st canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna perfectly appears in sound. Normally it's very difficult to see Krishna. It's even very difficult to maintain the deity form of Krishna. But he says, amurtikam, when you take the mantra, which is the deity in sound, it's easy because you can connect directly with Krishna through that, and he reveals his complete and full self personality through the mantra. So I mentioned that there are different phases of initiation. So they're mentioned in the Shastra, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur explicates them in his essay called Pancha Samskar. And we'll notice that Srila Prabhupada carried this out. And first of all comes tapa. Tapa means I've had enough. No mas. Finished. I've decided after many, many births and deaths through an accumulation of discouraging circumstances, one after another in this world, that I've had enough, and I repent the fact that I've wasted so much time, so many lifetimes in this material world, and there's a heat that comes out from that, that feeling of no mas. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm giving up on the great struggle for material existence. I won't do it anymore. And I'm turning towards a new kind of austerity. Fact is, austerity is readily available in this world, even if you don't seek it out. Have you noticed? Or is it just me? However, those who are highly intelligent understand that if you voluntarily take it, you voluntarily take tapa, or the heat that comes from serving Krishna, whether your senses like it or not, then you actually become a hero. Then you actually elevate yourself to the position of what Krishna calls a sadhu. That's your determination in life. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to overcome the pushings of the senses, which control every single person in this world. And when one feels that heat, then one begins to turn to the austerities of devotional service. That is, I'm going to give up some of the things that I thought were important before. Some of the things include intoxication, which is it's a dead-end street. It takes away one's power. We already have the propensity for happiness, but taking it artificially, connecting to artificial happiness in the world through intoxication, leaves one feeling empty, because it comes from an external source that you have to depend upon. But when you can develop that happiness within yourself, which it's already there, when you can uncover it and discover it, then you become full of spiritual self-esteem. You know that you have everything complete within you. You don't have to take anything. You don't have to depend. You don't have to be on the take here in this material world. You can be fully dependent on what's already inside. Intoxication takes away our power in that way and distracts us. And not only that, it makes us foolish. If your accountant says, "I'm sorry, I missed the deadline, I was intoxicated," you'll fire him immediately. And those who are practicing spiritual life too, if they go to God and say, "Oh, sorry, I couldn't come, I was intoxicated," he may lock the door on you for a little while. It's not a good process. So tapa, no intoxication. Gambling should be replaced. Intoxication should be replaced also. Prabhupada said, book distribution is really intoxication. And then... And if you can't go out, there's always sweet rice, too. I drank so much right after I first joined the temple. I thought I was going to die, and I thought this will be the most embarrassing thing. I gave up the world, and I drank myself to death on sweet rice. But obviously, I live to speak about it. Gambling should be replaced. The exhilaration that people feel from gambling, putting something on the line, it becomes a kind of an addiction. But that same experience can be had by surrendering to Krishna. Put yourself on the line. That's the real gambling. The other ones are cheap. Small time. Now you have a chip in the big game. Put it down on the table and say, "I'm in. I'm gambling myself. I'm gambling on the Bhagavad Gita. I'm saying this is real. I'm saying the holy name is real. I'm saying the whole disciplic succession is real, and Goloka Vrindavan is right up there, just as the Shastra says, and I'm going to go all in for it. That's it. That's my gamble." You will feel exhilaration from morning till night, 24 hours a day. That's the real gamble. Take it. Meat eating is violence. And one who is violent in this world will constantly be restless because of having harmed other living entities. Anyone on any spiritual path must practice ahimsa, nonviolence to others. Srila Prabhupada takes it a step further. Ahimsa means that you should also extend yourself to help people. And if there are people suffering and you don't help them, that's also violence. And illicit sex, the Shastra says that there is an attractive force in this world. And we have to learn where that comes from. Don't be faked out by the temporary or the reflected image of the attraction between male and female in this world. It is obviously a fake out. And I learned that from the cartoons when I was a kid. Because Elmer Fudd used to chase after Bugs Bunny with a shotgun. And one of the ways that Bugs Bunny got away was he'd go behind a tree and then he'd come back out with long eyelashes and red lipstick on. And all of a sudden, Elmer Fudd would start becoming attracted. And little hearts were spinning around his head. And I was yelling at the television set, "You idiot! It's the same rabbit!" Don't fall for it. It's a trick. But the Vaishnava philosophy does not leave us hanging, because that won't work. The attraction is so strong that we must transfer it, not give it up, but transfer it. Therefore, in Rupa Goswami's prayers, he says that just as young women are attracted to young men and young men are attracted to young women, you can let them out in front of the Grand Canyon. They won't see the Grand Canyon because they're looking at each other when they're 16 years old. So, "Did you see the Grand Canyon?" "I didn't know we were at the Grand Canyon." Said, in the same way, this is our great Acharya, "Let my mind be attracted to you, Krishna. Let me transfer that same impulsive attraction that a man, that a boy has for a girl, girl has for a boy, let me transfer it to Krishna." And that is the process we're engaged in. Bhakti means keeping ourselves in proximity with the all-attractive Krishna and all the paraphernalia that goes with Krishna, his tadiya, his devotees, all the things in relationship that are dear to Krishna, Tulsi Devi, his dham, his book, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. And by becoming attracted to these things, transferring that attraction, we can actually overcome the gravitational force, the attraction between male and female that holds us to this world. We don't become dysfunctional. We don't become cold or uncaring about others. We don't artificially try to intervene, because there are ways in which we have to go on with the normal course of our life. But we deeply understand that the fact is that we don't belong to this world. And therefore, our attraction to the ephemeral forms in this world is something that we can safely leave alone. Safely leave alone, and we'll feel satisfied. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes the person who attains this state. Apuryamanam machala pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashantamat noti nakamakami. Glad to see the brahmanas there getting ready for second initiation that know the verses. This is one of the qualifications for taking the second initiation, that one becomes highly learned in Srila Prabhupada's books. In the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Nectar Devotion, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, every other book, one should become highly learned in these books. The verse says that just as the ocean doesn't change in its depth, even though thousands and millions of rivers are rushing into it, similarly, a person who has begun this process through this great vow to transfer his or her attention to the spiritual world will not be affected by these impulses, even though they're rushing into the mental system. He or she will leave them alone and let them flow and will not become disturbed by them. So this is the idea today, that we're transferring ourselves. This is a transfer station, and you're getting your tickets and your affairs in order. So, in chanting Hare Krishna, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. One will attain all success just by the power of the holy name. But there's something more that one must do besides just chant. Although that's a great idea. Just chant Hare Krishna. Everyone say, just chant Hare Krishna.
Just chant Hare Krishna.
That's what people used to tell others when they have a problem. That was our counseling system in ISKCON. Marriage problem. Overeating problem. Whatever problem you say, just chant Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada said it too in a letter to Jayananda. I didn't read the letter Jayananda wrote Prabhupada, but I saw Prabhupada's letter back to him, and he said, it's the same old answer. Just chant Hare Krishna. And it's a fact. But the Shastra says, besides just chant Hare Krishna, there's something else we must do, a way we must align our lives to have full success in that. We want victory in that process. And that is that we must conscientiously, deliberately avoid the 10 offenses against the chanting of the holy name. And those are listed. They're categorized by the Shastra to give us this way of life. It's a way of life. It's not something that we say once in the morning or that we observe around a certain group of people. It is a way of living. It is a way of adjusting our lives so that we don't transgress and become offenders to the holy name. And the first offense is that the first offense is to criticize devotees, to vilify devotees. There's many different words you can use, but it's all in the same category. And it has to do with the way in which, in this world, I carry in my heart some envy for others. Envy means the inability to tolerate the eminence of another. When I see someone else successful or doing well or doing better than me, I become irritated by it. Why? Because of the great enemy within the heart, which is called envy. That must be checked, especially when one enters into the realm of devotional service and the association of devotees. This is the crowning feature of a real Vaishnav, is that he or she abstains. When criticism is going on, you abstain. You may be in an assembly where you're required to sit there, and everyone's voting. Some vote up, some vote down, and some people abstain. Those who are Vaishnavas abstain when the idea of vilifying another devotee, when the devotee even senses a trace of the envy that comes out from one's own heart or from someone else's heart, immediately transfers that into something else. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, vilifying devotees is like drinking poison. Then he said there's an antidote, and that is that one must glorify the devotees. So this is amply discussed within the scriptures, that the devotees are the most dear to Krishna, and he declares it himself in the Bhagavad Gita, and it doesn't matter what their station is. He says, Api chet sudaracharo bhajate mam ananyabhag sadhureva samantavya samyag vyavasito hisaha. Whatever he may be, Krishna says, even if he's Sudarachara, very bad in character, somehow or other he's showing some worldly exhibition, he's exhibiting some worldly nature. If he has that seed of pure devotional service, if he's situated properly, even though temporarily he may be overcome by worldliness, which is altogether possible in this world, you still, Krishna says emphatically, must consider him a sadhu. That means you must respect him or her as being a devotee of the Lord and abstain from criticizing the devotee. Otherwise, the effect of that kind of criticism will contaminate the consciousness and it will make us unable to sit down and chant Hare Krishna. Sometimes people ask, why is it that I'm moving so slow or I can't move at all in devotional service? And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur answers in his Madhurya Kadambini, in which he says, it's the effect of criticizing devotees, of blaspheming devotees in the past. Any offense to devotees will linger for many, many lifetimes. It stays as a residue, and it's very difficult to get out. Just like mango sap, if you get it in your hair, you might as well shave up, because it's not coming out. And in a similar way, if one utters criticism against devotees, there's a way in which it will stick life after life, and very difficult to get free from. So from this day, part of the vow of taking the Harinam is that I won't criticize Vaishnavas. If you happen to be put into the position of a manager, heaven forbid. Actually, it's an important role. Everyone must become manage their life and help to manage others, but it is difficult. You must study the science of how to manage devotees and at the same time not become abrasive to them, to care for them properly. You can study the life of Prabhupada. He fanned the spark. He wrote thousands of letters, and all of them, in all of them, you'll find encouragement, encouraging people, and practically never kicking people out. Of course, maybe separating for some time for their own good, but he was very, very careful, even with his own disciples, and set the example. So that's the meaning of coming into this line of Vaishnavas. We're following in the footsteps of the great acharyas, of the Mahajans, and that is their mode. Don't criticize Vaishnavas, and never, ever criticize them in writing, and especially not on the internet. Because talk about mango sap. Nowadays, as soon as you push the button, you say one critical word, it's on the record forever. It'll never come out. And it'll damage your reputation, it will damage your devotional creeper, and just don't do it, please, ever. Forget it. Okay? Thanks. Krishna's name, the names of Krishna are many. Namnam Akari Bahudani Jasarva Shaktis. He has many names. You should study the science and understand how it is that Krishna's name is supreme. It's not equal to all the other names of various other demigods and so forth. It's the supreme name. And at the same time, one should understand that the demigods are limbs of Krishna, and one should not criticize them also. Third offense, disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Consider the spiritual master an ordinary person. So, spiritual master is a representative of Krishna. Sakshad Hari Tvaimastamasta Shastra. And my postman is a representative of the government. He's an ordinary guy. I can tell by looking at him. But he has a U.S. postal shirt on. And he's registered with the U.S. postal. He's backed by the government. And if I do anything to him, it's severe. It's a felony. There's a difference. So one should have great respect for the spiritual master, what the spiritual master represents, and for the orders of the spiritual master, because if one disobeys them or slacks off and thinks this is not so important, then that's an offense. Fourth offense is to criticize the Vedic literature. Should revere the Vedic literature, and it's a large discussion, but it's a huge project the Vedas have taken up to educate everybody in the world. And there are many different sections of the Vedas, and some of them sound a little indirect, but they're there for a purpose, to reach out to a particular subset of people in the world, and therefore one should not criticize even those parts of the Vedas. And some places, Prabhupada says, even other scriptures of the world that declare the glory of God. Fifth is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imaginary. This comes from not paying attention. Because if I don't pay attention when I'm chanting, and I don't give my whole heart every day, as I heard Dhruva Maharaj Das, that great sadhu who lives in Alachua, Florida, and Jagannath Puri, and every other dham in the world, spends so much time there with his wife, Samapriya. He said, there's chanting, and then there's chanting. and you want the second one. And if you don't chant with full attention, then you'll start to think this is an imaginary process. And many people do. So be careful of that. Give your whole heart when you chant. Sixth offense is give some interpretation of the holy name. Seventh offense is to commit sin on the strength of chanting the holy names. So once you become initiated, you're given a chance to enter deeply within the process, but never feel entitlement. Feel the opposite. Feel that I'm unworthy, but somehow or other, Krishna has extended his hand and he's given me a chance. Entitlement kills that spirit, that I am something, I have something. And Queen Kunti gives the description of how this kills our spirit of devotional service when she says, Janmaishvarya Shuta Shibir Edamana Mada Puman Naivarhat Yavita Tumvai Tvamakinshana Gocharam. One becomes intoxicated by the things one thinks one has. Janma karma means I'm born in a certain way. Janma Aishvarya, I have a certain kind of opulence. Even a pauper is proud of his or her penny. Aishvarya Shuta, I'm greatly learned. Now I know three shlokas, so I'm entitled to be a pundit. Shri Bir, some kind of beauty. Edamanamada Puman. Naivarhat Yadita. He says, these are kinds of intoxications. Don't let them in your veins. Don't let it go to your head. Then she says, Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. Be Akinchana instead. That means, I don't have anything. Kinchana means something. Like, I'm really something. Don't be really something. Be devoid. Be the ugly duckling. Be the runt of the litter. Be the one, I'm helpless. I'm the most needy. That was the mood of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. The moods. When they came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, we don't have anything. In fact, we're worse than not having anything. People say we're pundits and we accept it, and therefore we're the most unintelligent, we're the most needy. Akinchana, I don't have anything. And one can restart this mood every day before chanting Hare Krishna. And at this time, please turn all your cell phones on and turn up the ringer as much as possible, because today we're offering that if your cell phone goes off, you can sponsor one case of Bhagavad Gita. And since we just started our marathon, you guys, thank you. Come to think of it, I didn't turn my phone off today. But I don't mind. I'd like to sponsor one anyway. Tvam akinchana gocharam, be akinchan. Be without anything. Helpless, and simply call out to Krishna. Eighth offense is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna one of the auspicious ritualistic activities mentioned in the Vedas for fruitive activity. There is a section of the Vedas that talks about how to get ahead in life, how to position yourself better in this life and the next. And the chanting of Hare Krishna is in a different category. It's for people who, as I said, have given up on the material world. Dharma projita kaita votra paramo nirmatsaranam sutam. They've decided to forego trying to find an arrangement in this material world for a higher solution. So don't take any parts of the Vedas in which there are temporary fixes through the karmakanda to be equal to chanting Hare Krishna. In fact, there are many rituals, and this happens a lot in Indian families, that people will say, don't chant Hare Krishna for this period of time because something, you know, these kinds of things happen. We never stop chanting Hare Krishna, and we never stop reading Srimad Bhagavatam. This goes on perpetually because these are transcendental activities. And there may be a case in which you have to conform to some family ceremony because there's some ritual that's to be done. But you can't stop chanting Hare Krishna. We won't do that for anyone, at any time, for any reason. Right? That's what it means to get initiated. No stopping for anyone, at any time, for any reason. Right?
Yes.
A little more.
Yes!
Correct. And the tenth offense is a very interesting one that one can study within one's own self. One has to become introspective. And that is to not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name. This is something you can take up yourself. Look at yourself and see, do I have complete faith? When Rabindra Sarup Prabhu was here, he was saying, sense gratification is an act of atheism. Think about that. In relationship to this tenth offense, not having complete faith, means I don't follow the rules, or I try to cheat in some way, and I'm voting with my feet. I'm voting with my feet. Of course, there is an interim period where one vows to chant Hare Krishna, one's determined to do it, but at the same time finds it very difficult to even lift the bead bag. There may be days like that where the bead bag feels very heavy, or it's hard to get across the room to even grab it. 3 or 4 inches away seems like about 50 miles. But still, one has to overcome that. And in the beginning, take like medicine. Even if you don't have a taste, even if sense gratification for a few fleeting minutes looks like a better idea than chanting Hare Krishna, you still have to go on and take the medicine and continue. And in that way, gradually the disease will be overcome, and you'll come to the position of nishtha. You have to come to nishtha. You have to reach this point. It's safety from this maelstrom of the material world where we're being carried away. Nishtha means you have a place to stand. And nishtha is beyond the pushings of the senses, where you have a firm determination that I'll go on chanting Hare Krishna, and even though desires come and go, I'm not dissuaded by them. Because I have a place to stand. This is my life, this chanting Hare Krishna. So this initiation is declaring that I'm going to come to that safe place called nishtha. Because from there one can move on to the higher stages of devotional service. One has to come at least to this stage to reach those other stages. Otherwise we'll be recycled over and over again, start over. And the Shastra says you can go on chanting Hare Krishna for millions of years and you won't reach the goal. Because I didn't take time to overcome, I didn't deliberately try to overcome the offenses. I didn't rearrange my life so that those kinds of offenses were out of reach for me. So now the initiation means reorganize your stuff. Put those things out of reach. Organize so expediently you can always chant the holy name, avoid the 10 offenses. And the 11th offense, which is a complementary offense or really foundational to all the other 10, is inattentive chanting. All the others can be solved by attentive chanting. Attention, it has the word 10 in it. Ten means like tendons. It connects muscles and bone. It holds them together. What holds us and connects us to another object? It's the way we have, we intend first, we fix our intention, and then we fix our attention on it. And that's who we are. We have the ability, the free will, to change our attention at any time. And this is the meaning of this initiation. That now I'm saying, I'm turning my attention to Krishna. And miraculously, in the life of everyone, where attention goes,
energy flows.
When you transfer your attention to Krishna, and specifically to Krishna's holy name, then you can expect wonderful things to happen. And when you allow your attention to wander, which is called distraction. There's attraction and distraction. When you become distracted, then you can expect all kinds of grief and anxiety. So on this side, happiness and peacefulness and determination. On this side, distraction, misery, and restlessness. Okay, so this side? So we'll take a vote. For this side? This side? Okay, you can try it out. But the Shastra says that make your choice. This is your choice. What do you want? It's spelling it out. In fact, Shastra says, Anyar evahur sambhavad. Anyar ahur asambhavad. Iti shushumadhiranam yenas tadvijachakshay. It's already been spelled out. Shastra, the dhiras, the intelligent sages who have come to the highest stage, they've already spelled it out for us. On this side, misery. On this side, ananda. Take your choice. This is the choice. Give your attention to Krishna. It's okay to declare to the world that I'm out of bounds when I'm chanting Hare Krishna. Get yourself a do not disturb sign. That's homework. Okay? Get a do not disturb sign and put it on your door when you're chanting or hang it on your ear. I saw Ananda Murari, I think the devotees, when they got that do not disturb sign in India, somebody hung it on their ear and they were chanting. And also get one for your mind. When your mind comes knocking, you just put up the do not disturb sign that says, not right now. We'll talk later, much later. But not now. And you go on chanting. That's the secret of success. That's how easy it is. But it requires some determination. And one has to hear this message over and over and over again. Don't think, I got it. Because the next day the mind will come knocking again. And it gives really good excuses. But learn to insulate yourself from these things so you can go on chanting Hare Krishna with great attention. And for those who are taking the diksha, what they're vowing is to, along with their chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day, 16 rounds minimum, which is what the first initiates, I hope today, when we call them forward, we'll ask them what they're coming to vow today. And we're hoping against hope that this is what they'll say, that they're vowing to chant at least 16 rounds a day. Because this was prescribed by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who gave us a prescription for the age that we can follow to attain success. And take this minimal prescription of 16 rounds a day. And besides that, those who are taking the second initiation today will also add these esoteric mantras, which they'll chant three times a day at the sandhyas, 6 o'clock in the morning, noon, and 6 o'clock at night. Around those times, there's a change in the environment of the world, going from morning to daytime, and then straight up noon, moving over into the evening, and then at the evening going into night. And at those times, one needs to sit down somewhere and say the Gayatri mantras, along with taking second initiation, which, as I mentioned before, requires some qualification and knowledge. One has to be learned in the scriptures and be steady in devotional service for some time. And the devotees who are taking second initiation today have done that. They've been steady and they've been chanting Hare Krishna very carefully and cultivating cleanliness and the other good qualities that Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita. They will sit down and chant these Gayatri mantras, and it also entitles them to begin deity worship. So, in the process that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is given, it's called Pancha Samskar, first is tapa, and that means? Or heat. You feel that heat of repentance in your heart for spending so much time in the material world. You begin to turn yourself towards Krishna. And the second is called Pandra, which means then you begin to identify yourself as a Vaishnav. What are the identification marks? This. It's a mark of dedication. It's really beautiful. When you put this on, everyone looks at you and they receive an instant bolt of spiritual energy. in their hearts. Prabhupada asked that the devotees wear this Urdhva Pundra. It's the mark of the Vaishnav, and it's not just some arbitrary thing. It's a spiritual marking that shows dedication. So when you wear this, and on the other parts of your body, this is called Urdhva Pundra. In some other sampradayas, you're given a hot brand. But we're not doing that, even though we have a fire set up here, so everyone can relax. But the point is, showing oneself externally as a Vaishnava, we use this Gopi Chandan, which is very nice. It's the clay which comes from sacred place. Some devotees wear it from Radhakund, and this Gopi Chandan generally find in Dwarka. And this, anyone who sees you with that tilak on, they'll know that here's a Vaishnav. And specifically, this marking is very sure to be a Gaudiya Vaishnav. So Urdhva Pundra, one begins to exhibit the external symptoms of a Vaishnav. Then, as I mentioned, there's nam initiation, then mantra, and then comes yaga, which means that one engages in deity worship, which is very much necessary for remaining steady in chanting Hare Krishna. Because the chanting Hare Krishna and the performance of deity worship go on two tracks. And the train can run very nicely and steadily. If one keeps oneself pure through deity worship and chants Hare Krishna, then that's the perfect prescription. It's been a great weekend, right? Because we all came together and we've been chanting Hare Krishna, associating with devotees, hearing about Krishna, and now this is a kind of culmination. It's very nice. And a couple more quick points about the process of initiation. It's authorized. It's given in the scripture. Vidhanena, vidha. It's a regulation, in fact. Rupa Goswami says, adau guru vashrayam, that first of all, one should take shelter of guru. This is the system. And the shastra says, tadvignanartam sagurum eva bigachet samitpani shotriyam brahmanishtam. If you want to know the absolute truth, you have to approach a guru. We don't take the intellectual approach in receiving Krishna's grace. That is like licking the outside of a bottle of honey. The internal approach means samitpani shotriyam brahmanishtam. We come carrying firewood in our hands, and the shastra says, divya jnanam yato dadyat kuryat papasya sangshayam tasma dikshayati ya prokta deshikais tatva kovidai. The Kovidas, or the greatly intelligent, learned persons, all say that the process of diksha means divyam jnanam. You're receiving the seed of transcendental knowledge. Divyam jnanam yato dadyat. Kuryat papasya sangshayam. And it will crush all of your previous sinful reactions. And one makes a new arrangement for one's life. And finally, one other verse I wanted to enter into evidence today. I want it to be in the ether. That's why I came back to this. What verse am I thinking? Okay, I'll put that one. Diksha Kali, Bhaktakari, Atma Samarpan, She Kali, Krishnatari, Kari Atma Sam. This comes from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which it is declared, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares, that the time of initiation means samarpanam, means the devotee surrenders himself, sweet surrender. And at that time, Krishna accepts the devotee to be as good as himself. There's one more. What am I thinking? Huh? No, about the process of initiation. Rasa dana vidanataha. First line. Okay, so in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is said that rasa dana vidanataha, that the process of initiation is an alchemical process, just like an alchemical process, in which it is said that great alchemists could take tin and they could turn it into gold by a special alchemical process, and no one knows what it is anymore. But in the same way, by the process of initiation, then one becomes transformed. And whatever situation one was in previously will become changed and rectified, transformed into something spiritual and transcendental. Did you get it? Okay. So, now, because we have a very healthy group of initiates, we're going to take some time to one by one call the devotees to come up, and they will offer obeisances to their spiritual master. They will say their vows, then they'll go back and offer their obeisances to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And at the time they come before their spiritual master, I will give their spiritual name for those who are taking first initiation, and also chanting beads, which I've chanted on, and I'll hand back to them. And then also they'll have three strands of neck beads put around their neck. Do we have those three strands? Okay, you all have them though, right? Otherwise, you'll have to wait till next year. Because the gift shop is closed right now. Okay, so someone please help them put on their... What? An initiated person should help put the beads on. I see Prahlad Priya Prabhu is coming up to help his son, which is very sweet. And this three strands of neck beads is a sign that one is dedicated to a spiritual master. When you see this in anyone, you should offer your obeisances. And this is what the Shastra says. The Shastra says that when you see someone who's taken initiation, you must offer your obeisances. So this three strands. Two means you're working towards it. Three means you've been initiated, and that's what you're doing today. Becoming initiated. Yata kanchanatam yati kamsam rasa vidanata. Tada diksha vidanena dvijatvam jayatenirnam. Thank you to Govinda Charna who saved the day. It is now in the Akashic record. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. So they have now, you'll observe they're putting on three strands. And what is your job? You all have a job in this. A place in this. The prayers and good wishes of Vaishnavas, like all of you, will lift them and give them a special place in Krishna's heart. So I want everyone to take 30 seconds and please just reach within your hearts and pour out whatever you can to Krishna in your own words. Of well wishes for all these initiates who are about to come forward and make this great vow. Please. Did anyone come up with something nice? Yes, Hansapriya?
I pray to the Lord to award them a pure devotional service and grant them eternal shelter at Lord's feet of theirs. Show them a path and reveal them their dharma to them and give them a guidance to follow the path that they receive today through the Guru Parampara.
Anybody else come up with something?
I pray that they can be granted the pure devotion with the strength to please their spiritual master. And I'm hoping that we all can serve together the movement of Srila Prabhupada at our full of heart content.
Sadhu, sadhu. We need one more, at least. Yes.
I pray to the lordships to give them the spiritual strength so that they can do their best to please their spiritual master, and at the same time also purify themselves of all their shortcomings.
All right. We've heard from the Vaishnavis. Few Vaishnavas, pay up now. Come on.
Hare Krishna. May Lord Krishna bless and protect each devotee, strengthen and make their bhakti latas very healthy so they can go back to Krishna in this lifetime.
Hare Bol.
And may all these new initiates assist Lord Chaitanya in flooding the world with devotional service by becoming great exponents of Krishna consciousness and distributors of Srila Prabhupada's books.
Hare Bol! Uno mas.
Hare Krishna. I pray that they go on steadily, very steadily, year by year, decade by decade, and cooperate with Srila Prabhupada in this movement and finally take the plane back home back to Godhead.
Hare Bol! But wait, you're representative of the kids here. Advait is representing the children, so give a benediction.
May Narsingadev bless everyone so that all the obstacles in their path and all the fears go away.
Hare Bol! I think you're pretty clear. First, I'm going to ask those who are taking a second initiation to come up. And today, for those who are receiving second initiation, they will vow to chant the Gayatri Mantra 3 times a day. And we'll hear what other kinds of vows they're going to make about cleanliness, punctuality, controlling the tongue, and so forth. And then I will give you a certificate. So why don't you, let's see, Samyaprash, come up. You're going to have to do pranam this way, yeah. He memorized the other one already. Could we have the other microphone, please? And just turn a little bit this way. Yeah, that's all right. Okay, like that. Shamya Prash Prabhu, what is what is your intention of coming here today? Like, why are you here?
Guru Maharaj, I'm here to accept the mantra diksha. I will chant the Gayatri mantras given to me at the three sandhyas, three times a day, every day, and engage in deity worship as you instruct. I will endeavor to be clean internally and externally. I will endeavor to lead by example as much as possible, to control the tongue and be merciful to others, and remember that that's the essence of the good qualities of a Brahmin. And I'll endeavor to represent you as you see fit, as a menial servant of your servants.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
This is your certificate and your Brahmin's thread. Hare Krishna. And you can set that down somewhere and then go offer your obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. Ananda Murari? Nanda Murari Prabhu, what are your intentions?
I intend to chant the Gayatri Mantra. I vow to chant the Gayatri Mantras at the three sandhyas during the day. I vow to develop cleanliness and punctuality. I vow to make my dealings with all Vaishnavas offenseless. I vow to get deeper into Srila Prabhupada's books. And again, renewing the vow to read Srila Prabhupada's books every day, and to take seriously this process for the rest of this lifetime.
And please,
and beyond,
distribute the holy name, Srila Prabhupada's books, Krishna Prasadam, to as many people as possible.
Yeah, okay? I vow to do that as well.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
This is your certificate. Ananda Murari Prabhu Ki. Pranahari Prabhu. Pranahari Prabhu, what is your intention?
I vow to chant the Gayatri Mantras thrice daily at the sandhyas, every day, to develop cleanliness, internal, external, punctuality, and all the other brahminical qualities, Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, and to study Srila Prabhupada's books and imbibe those teachings in my life and teach them to others.
And any book distribution involved?
Yes, I vow to distribute as many books as I possibly can to as many people in this lifetime.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to award you the Brahminical Initiation. Hare Krishna. Manjula Kanta Devi Dasi.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You caught me unaware. Maharaj, I do not have a very deep understanding of what you're giving me. So I will first take time to understand that. I wish to understand the Gayatri Mantra and the significance of what you're blessing me with today. So I will first study the qualities of a Brahmana. And I will try very patiently and systematically to imbibe them. I will make a sincere effort, and I will update you on the progress as it goes by. I love your second pranam mantra. Everything in it brings meaning to my life. It reminds me of everything you stand for. And I will follow that pranam mantra as your disciple. And I will follow through on all those wonderful qualities that you have. I will imbibe them. And in the process, I will learn to distribute the books the way you want them to. But for me, in my heart, any way I can serve those devotees that serve you in distributing these books, I will take up those services, any part in this mission. And I will read Srila Prabhupada's books.
Hare Krishna. Hereby award you Diksha Vaishnava Initiation. Hare Krishna. Manjula Kanta Devi Dasi Ki. So for the second initiates, this is the graduate program. And it means that you're serious representatives of the Sampradaya, of your spiritual master, of Srila Prabhupada as the founder, Acharya, and that you'll become great teachers of this science and spread it to others, and especially by your example, you'll show as representatives how to practice Krishna consciousness. Please, one more time, for those who have taken this big step in Krishna consciousness. Also, I'll just say for these four who have very much distinguished themselves in their various communities, that when there are highly trained devotees who are dedicated to the practice of Krishna consciousness and serving the others in the community, it's felt by everybody in the entire community. So we thank you very much for your dedication. Hare Krishna. And just after this ceremony, we'll meet in a quiet place. Actually, cancel that. We'll meet any place we can. And I will give you the Gayatri Mantras, just as Prabhupada gave them to me. I will say them in your ear, and then you can begin the practice. I also have a sheet that they're written on so that you can look at them every day and go through them. And what you said also about learning what it is, that's an eternal process. It's not that we'll be able to understand the Gayatri Mantra and say, I got it. But the Gayatri Mantras are Krishna's deities, and they will reveal themselves according to how we surrender to them. So thank you very much. That was a very nice point. And now we are going to ask the 10 devotees who are taking their first initiation vows to come up, and first we'll ask Bhakti Rajesh to please come. And I've said it before that this, actually, anyone who comes into this world and wants to do service will be welcome everywhere he or she goes. Those who are looking how to serve themselves will be a pain to everybody wherever they go. The reason that the devotees were enthusiastically welcoming Bhakti Rajesh, among other things, is because he has this mood of service. He's one of the invisibles that holds everything together behind the scenes. I can't even comprehend how much service he does here at ISV, and he does it with such vigor and enthusiasm and without expecting any kind of recognition in return. That Krishna has revealed you to the rest of the world, and that's what he does. Bhakti Rajesh, I'm so happy you're here today, and I'd love to hear, and so would everybody else, in front of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan and all the devotees here and everybody watching on the internet all over the world, what are your vows that you've come here to make today from your heart?
I vow to chant minimum 16 rounds, and I vow to follow four regulative principles, which are no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, and no illicit sex.
Very good. And be very conscientious about how you praise devotees. Be always praiseful for the devotees and always avoid criticism of the devotees, especially in writing. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I am exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. I hereby joyfully award you the name Radha Kripa Das. Proof of purchase. Hare Krishna. I give out these certificates because I found that sometimes devotees have a hard time proving that they were initiated. I mean, actually, how can you prove it? And then I thought of having certificates. And Malati Devidasi, who was one of the original disciples of Srila Prabhupada, told me one day when she was at her house, she said, "Oh, that was Prabhupada's idea." And there may have even been Vaikunthanath, were there early ones, or in the early days? Did you get one? She told me that Prabhupada wanted to have certificates, so I took it upon myself to put these together. Dharmendra, please come up. Dharmendra Prabhu, I'm extremely happy that Krishna has sent you to me and to Lord Chaitanya and to Srila Prabhupada to give your great talents and your heart and soul to help spread the Sankirtan movement. When I first met you, I heard that you had a great interest in spreading Krishna consciousness, especially you like book distribution. And with those words, I instantly loved you. And there's never been a case in which I've seen any kind of wavering in your service. You've been steady, peaceful, kind, and every week, every month, Dharmendra and wife Preeti send me their update of how their sadhana is going, and it is steady, steady, steady. With great faith. So please tell us the vows you've come here to make today.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, I'm here to take a vow of chanting at least 16 rounds daily, and I also vow to follow the four regulative principles, which includes no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, and no illicit sex.
Very good. And please make a deep study of Srila Prabhupada's books throughout your whole life. Never stop reading, and then go through them again and again and again. And please try to distribute to as many people as possible.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. I take that instruction on my head.
Thank you very much. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I am exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. Your name appears in the Brahma Samhita, and it has to do with the highest planet in the spiritual world. Your name is Nija Tam Das.
His grace, Nija Tam Das Prabhu ki. His grace, Nija Tam Das Prabhu ki. His grace, Nija Tam Das Prabhu ki.
Jai!
Now his wife Preeti, please come up. Preeti is Nijadam Prabhu's devoted wife, and they are in lockstep. As he performs steady sadhana, she performs steady sadhana, and she has a special proclivity for distributing prasad. She likes to give people prasad, so she goes out and distributes prasad wherever she goes. And together, they've been very steady in devotional service and helping their community. They live near the Laguna Beach Temple. What are the vows that you've come here to say today before the deities, all the devotees, and soon the fire?
I will do at least 16 rounds every day, and I will follow four regulative principles: no eating meat, no intoxication, no illicit drugs, and no gambling.
Very good. And please make a deep study of Srila Prabhupada's books. Hear all the time. Keep the transcendental vibration always going. And try to show mercy to all living entities by distributing Krishna Prasad, Srila Prabhupada's books, and the holy name. Hare Krishna. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas and all the devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I am exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. I hereby joyfully award you the name Priya Radhe Devi Dasi.
Hi, yes, Priya Radhe Mata Ki. Yes, Priya Radhe Mata Ki. Yes, Priya Radha Mata Ki.
Sushil. Somebody please pass one of the other microphones over to Yudhishthir Prabhu and his wife Radha. They've come all the way here to especially see this initiation. Shil and Sarika, because they're very much impressed by their mode of service and have been their mentors for some time. So please.
Shushil and Sarika. I've learned a lot from Sarika because from the beginning they had such nice qualities, and they're so devoted and they're so grateful too, very grateful. When I met Sushil in San Diego, we have a Thanksgiving dinner that we did, and I met Sushil there a few years back, and he immediately started coming to our programs, our home programs we do in San Diego. At the same time, Sarika was still in Mumbai, and she started coming to Bhakti Vriksha programs there, unknowing that they were both doing that. It just happened. I think that that's indicative of how much, what wonderful devotees they are, and this is definitely not their first go around with bhakti yoga, and they're just, and also Shushil's father is a very elevated soul too. I couldn't keep up with him dancing yesterday. But I think that's also indicative of Shushil's wonderful qualities and devotion and Sarika's too. I learned so much from them just how to be more civilized. So still, I'm still working on it. Yes.
I just want to say that Shushil and Sarika have service attitude. Like, you could put service attitude in the dictionary and put their pictures next to it. Whatever we've ever asked of them, they've always not only done it, but done it happily, done it gratefully, and done it well. And I also want to echo what Ben said, that we've learned so much about how to be nice people and nice devotees from their association. Thank you so much, Sushil. I'm sorry.
Sushil, we feel very fortunate that you and your family came here to ISV, and I'm personally very happy that we met and have come into this relationship, and we've been waiting for this day for some time. Please tell us what's in your heart.
Guru Maharaj, I'm not at all qualified for what Yudhishthira Prabhu and Radha Mataji said. We just don't have that qualifications. It is just their mercy. And I vow that I will chant minimum 16 rounds daily, enthusiastically. And I will follow the four regulative principles of no intoxication, no meat eating, no illicit sex, and no gambling. I'll read Srila Prabhupada's books, and I will also read your books.
Well, just so you know, it's not out yet, but my book says to read Prabhupada's book, so. And distribute.
And I will do whatever you ask me to. I'll love my services in the temple kitchen, in the temple hall, scrubbing, cleaning, Sunday feast. I love that. And I will go out and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books and your books as well.
Thank you very much. Lord Chaitanya sent you here to be part of his army, and we're very happy. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I'm to accept you as my disciple and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shower you. I hereby joyfully award you the name Siddha Kata Das.
His grace Siddha Kata. His grace Siddha Kata Prabhu ki. His grace Siddha Kata Prabhu ki. His grace Siddha Kata Prabhu ki.
Hare Krishna. Sarika, would you please come up? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Unbeknownst to me that we already started our relationship via the internet, I think, because we have these broadcasts here. When we started this, we formed this temple environment, we thought it was filmed before a live studio audience. And we wanted to reach out to as many people around the world as possible to make a universal community of hearing and chanting. And when you came here, you mentioned that we had some connection in that way. Thank you very much. for giving your heart and soul to the process of devotional service. Please tell us what's in your heart today.
Prabhuji, I today want to take a vow that I will sincerely chant minimum 16 rounds per day. I will regularly read Srila Prabhupada's books. And I take vow to follow four regulatory principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex.
Very good. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas and all the Vaishnava Lord who are like desire trees, I'm exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.T. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Prabhu, shower you with their grace. I hereby joyfully award you the name Suvarna Gopika Devidasi.
Hare Suvarna Gopika Mataji.
Jai!
Hare Suvarna Gopika Mataji ki.
Jai!
Hare Suvarna Gopika Mataji ki.
Jai!
Bhaktin Lauren. Bhaktin Lauren's husband is here today, Anantadev Prabhu, who is a great leader in the Sankirtan movement and has very successfully run the Bhakti Center, a very well-known Bhakti Center in New York City for the last 2 years. Also, your mother's here, which is a wonderful boon. We're so happy you're here. Thank you very much. And please tell us what's in your heart today.
Krishna Maharaj. I vow to chant 16 rounds every day to follow the four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. I also vow to not criticize the devotees. And I also vow to serve you with all my heart for the rest of this life. And the next, and the next. If it doesn't happen.
Thank you very much. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I'm exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. Anantadev, do you have anything to say before we... Please pass him the microphone. Quick, got to go across. There you go. Just hand it to hand. Relay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
When I met Lauren, I wasn't just blessed with a very wonderful wife, but also a great Krishna consciousness. And throughout the years, as you kind of go on through Krishna consciousness, you can kind of forget why you're here. Things become very automatic and autopilot, at least for me. But the example of Lauren, her sincerity, her depth, her dedication, and particularly love for you has been a constant inspiration for me over the last year that we've been married. And I'm extremely grateful to be here and grateful to her for taking this step and grateful to you for accepting her also. And hopefully with your blessings we can continue to do some small service to please the devotees and Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. So I'm really grateful to be here.
Hare Krishna. Would your mother-in-law like to say anything?
I'm very honored to be here. One of the things that I really appreciate is how much Lauren has really shown her love and devotion, especially to both you and your wife, and how much you've mentored both Ananta Dave and Lauren. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
We feel honored that you're here today. Thank you very much. Please give her... I hereby joyfully award you the name Lalita Kishori Devidasi.
Hargis Lalita Kishori Devidasi Mataji ki. Hargis Lalita Kishori Devidasi Mataji ki. Hargis Lalita Kishori Devidasi Mataji ki.
Bhakta Arjuna. First, I'd like to ask my dear godbrother, Bhakta Arjuna's father, to please say a few words.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Vaisheshika Prabhu. Thank you for your kindness, and your hospitality here. One of the things that I always reminded myself of, and I reminded Arjuna, is that Srila Prabhupada did not come to me directly and take me and say, let's you join this movement. It was by the mercy of his dedicated disciples that went out of their way to come to and encourage me, continue to encourage me, and by their mercy I became closer to Srila Prabhupada. The same mercy that these God brothers bestowed upon me is being bestowed upon a second generation and a third generation. And I'm just honored to have a family that loves Krishna, and he's yours now.
I must say, I've received a lot of donations in my life. This is the best one ever. Bhakta Arjuna, I really feel a special connection because of loving your father so much from the times that we were together. When you're in the train, buddy, performing devotional service, you see their metal, and you know what they're made of. You just love them whenever you see them and whenever you think about them. And we haven't seen each other for a long time, but we're. Instant, we feel instant love for one another. And that you came along, I heard about you one day, and that you wanted to talk to me and so forth. And then I felt special mercy coming from Prabhupada that this next generation, that another soul would come into your family, Prahlad Priya Prabhu, and then to me, I felt somehow especially connected to Prabhupada through that. So it's been a pleasure connecting with you and knowing you, and now today, the culmination, we've come to this point. So please tell us what's in your heart.
Today I've chanted a minimum of 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. I will refrain from meat eating, intoxication, gambling, and illicit sex. I will read Srila Prabhupada's books every day. And I will do my very best to spread Krishna consciousness in every nook and cranny to every living entity in this whole universe. And serve you.
That'll help. That'll help. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I'm exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple. A grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. Now, when I work on picking names, I go through a lot of angst, and I think about it a lot, and I talk to Nirkula a lot, and I chant on it, I sleep on it, meditate on it, the name that I chose for you came to me very spontaneously one day, even though I had another name, but then this name came. And it's from a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which is one of my favorite songs. And it has to do with the ocean of sweetness that comes from the process of chanting Hare Krishna, or as Srila Prabhupada says, there's a shower of nectarine that comes. Did I read this yet?
Yes.
Okay. Thank goodness for Nirkula. She... I joyfully award you the name Madhuri Pura Das.
His grace Madhuri Pura Das Prabhu ki. His grace Madhuri Pura Das Prabhu ki. His grace Madhuri Pura Das Prabhu ki.
Bhakta Angelo. Bhakta Angelo was shot from a He came to devotional service with no return ticket and full intention of going the full distance. And because of that, he also brought along his whole family. His sister is here today. His mother's watching online, I'm sure. And we offer her our respects for bringing up such a wonderful family. They have such wonderful qualities. So Magna, I know you're watching out there. We thank you very, very much for what you've done for the world in bringing these kids. You did something right. And she's also aspiring for initiation and working on chanting 16 rounds every day. And his sister Nicole is sitting back here also on the path of devotional service. Thank you. If you'd pass her the microphone and just tell us about your brother.
Angelo is he's a really great inspiration for both my mom and I, and he paves the path and shows us what real devotion is to our Guru Maharaj. He really teaches us how to serve you properly and how to ultimately serve Krishna properly, because he's so sincere in everything he does. And I'm really, really proud here today. I'm proud of him.
Please tell us, Bhaktangelo, what you've come in your mind, what you've brought in your mind and heart.
I'm just very grateful today, surrounded by such wonderful devotees, and to be under the guidance of such a wonderful leader as yourself. And in my heart, I just want to help whatever way I can to spread this Krishna consciousness movement through books, prasadam, harinam, distribution, and to chant every day. With as much attention as I can, a minimum of 16 rounds daily, and to follow 4 regulative principles, of no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no speculative gambling of any kinds.
Very good. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of who are like desire trees. I am exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. Your name is the name of my favorite book and Lord Chaitanya's favorite book and Malin SKP's favorite book. I hereby joyfully award you the name Amala Purana Das.
His grace Amala Purana Prabhu ki. His grace Amala Purana Prabhu ki. His grace Amala Purana Prabhu ki.
Dr. Raphael. I have to say that I've been enlivened by your association, even though you're on the East Coast. We met first by email, and then we talked by Skype, and then I have to say that I could feel the power of your devotion all the way from the East Coast. So much enthusiasm for Krishna consciousness and the things that you write about the reason that you're taking to this process. Heartfelt and profound to me that I've been looking forward to this day for a long time. And I have to say that I've never received more recommendations. He wanted to make sure. From all kinds of God Brothers leaders all over the movement, every couple of weeks I get another glowing recommendation, I must say. Everyone likes you. And he goes, no, I enjoyed it very much, and I've enjoyed the whole process coming to this point. And your beautiful family is here too. If they'd say a few words, your wife and your son.
I'm very happy for my dad that today he's getting initiated. Me and my mom are very proud of him that he was working really hard to getting this chance. Complimented by his spiritual master, Vaisheshika Prabhu, and I hope he has a new generation with us.
Nailed it. He's going to be one of our new spokesmen for the Krishna Consciousness Movement. He looks good, too, I think. Well done. Very well done. Please tell us what's in your heart today.
Hare Krishna, my dear Gurudeva. Even though we live in a material world, I just have to say thank you to the technology, because I've been 35 years waiting for this day. I met many gurus. I met many devotees. But I haven't decided yet, because I want to make sure I need to have the maturity enough to take this path and make sure that I will never abandon it, because it's important for me. Technology brought me this special day and watching your classes. I don't know why. I know we're Libras, and we have the power, but Just one class. Took enough to call my friend Char Karen Pandy in Chicago. I said, listen, I don't know where he came from, at me. He told me, Rafael, close your eyes and walk firmly because he will be at the end of the road. I'm here, bowing, making my vows of chanting 16 or more rounds a day of the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, following the four principles, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication, and also be instructed by you to be a well representative of yourself, be honored to give you a good image in the world, and be proud of saying that I'm a disciple of Vaisheshika Prabhu. I will destroy, even if I have to do it myself. Where I live, it's hard to do it by yourself, but I will do it. And I promise you that I will never fail on you. Thank you so much for giving me my dream come true and be at the end of the road that my friend said.
Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of previous acharyas and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I am exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharya, ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. Your name means one who gives nectar to others. It's a name of Krishna because he's the supreme distributor of all nectar. And your name is Rasa Prada Das.
Rasa Prada Das Prabhu ki
Jai.
Rasa Prada Das Prabhu ki
Jai.
Bhakti Vittal.
Arriba.
Bhakti Vittal Prabhu, I must say I'm impressed with your attention to hearing. And I've noticed it ever since we were on Bascom. And when you came in, you were really interested in Krishna consciousness. And then the second thing that impressed me was how enthusiastic you've been for distributing books, but not just books, full sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. You, I must say, are one of the innovators in this entire program of selling sets. By the way, it's kind of Silicon Valley to date, just this year, 2015, has sold. The devotees in this room, some of them personally together as a team, have sold
250
full sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. Which is what we call a very good start. And you've been instrumental in that. Vittal Prabhu is on the chessboard now. Krishna's moving him to another location. We talked about it today, and we've seen this happen before. He gets somebody trained up in a certain way from within their heart and by the association, and then moves them to another part of the board because we're not just thinking about Silicon Valley. We have a strategy for the world. And we want to send devotees away from well, we don't want to send devotees away from ISKCON Solo. We want devotees fully trained to go to all parts of the world to start up Krishna consciousness. And with that flame in their heart be able to conflagrate the whole area around them, especially through massive book distribution, which was Prabhupada's strategy for injecting Krishna consciousness into the hearts and minds of people all over the world. So you're being sent away from here on a very important mission, and we'll all be monitoring what happens. Please. Please tell us what is in your mind and heart.
I want to chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day.
At least
16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. I'll follow the four regulative principles. No meat eating fish or eggs. No intoxication. No illicit sex. No gambling. And also I'll try to become serious in Krishna consciousness by hearing your talks and reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And I'll do my best to actually propagate the Krishna consciousness movement through books and any other means, whatever is feasible.
Knowledge that you have gotten about selling sets. And I think one of the reasons Krishna is sending it to India, there's a new wave. Although India is doing bigger than anybody, I feel a big wave of increase coming on there, and I think you're part of it. So you have an instrumental part to play. Thank you. Following... Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I am exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. I hereby joyfully award you the name Vaikuntha Nayaka Das.
This goes Vaikuntha Nayak Prabhu ki. This goes Vaikuntha Nayak Prabhu ki.
And today, now we're very fortunate to have our very dear Srivas Pandit Prabhu backed up by our backup pundit right behind him for today's fire sacrifice. So in this traditional yajna, Srivas Prabhu will be igniting the fire and then asking us to repeat mantras. And we'll be offering grains. The initiates will be offering grains within the fire. And we'll, Srivas Pandit Prabhu then will have the devotees stand up and put the banana in the fire with their hand. And he'll explain any other things that need to be known about the fire yajna. Any kind of paper that you have in your hands, good to hand it in.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
Hare, Krishna, Hare, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare, Rama, Hare, Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare.
Krishna, Purusha, Krishna, Purusha, Krishna, Vikasam, Krishna, Krishna, Sasmin, Dandara, Bahir, Krishna, Antara, Mangalam, Labade, Aham, Pratinam, Yajna, Sadaham, Amarusudam, Mantra, Mantra, Om Sasino Govindo, Sasino Vasudo, Sasino Alekha, Sasino Varadhu. Om Sasino, Sasino Mangalaj, Mangalaj, Varadhu. Om Sasino.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Hare Krishna. So the next part of the fire sacrifice is we offer what is called Mangalacharan prayers, where we offer our respects to the entire Guru Parampara. So at the end of each mantra, then when I say Swaha, you can take greens and then offer it. You can take avoid using this finger, just these, and then you can offer it little by little. So kindly repeat after me. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Swaha. 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 Sri Chaitanya. Manobhishtam. Stapitam yena. Bhutale. Swayam rupa. Amayam. Dadati. Swapadantikam. Swaha. 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 Vandeham. Sri Guru. Sri Yuta. Padakamalam. Sri Guru. Vaishnavamscha. Sri Rupam. Sagrajatam. Sahagana. Raghunathanvitam. Tvam Sajivam. Sadvaitam. Savadhutam. Parijana Sahitam. Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Sri Radha. Krishna Padan. Lalita. Sri Vishakhanvitamscha. Swaha. 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 Nama Om. Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prashtaya. Bhutale. Srimate. Vaisheshika Dasa Adhikari. Niti Namine. Nama. Praharsha. Shilaya. Prabhupada. Anusarine. Anindita. Hride. Tasmai. Shastra. Bhajana. Chodine. Swaha. 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 Nama Om. Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prashtaya. Bhutale. Srimate. Bhakti Vedanta. Swami. Niti Namine. Namaste. Saraswati Devam. Gauravani. Pracharine. Nirvishesha. Nyavadi. Paschatya Deshe. Tarine. Swaha. 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 Nama Om. Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prashtaya. Bhutale. Srimate. Bhakti Siddhanta. Sarasvatiti. Namine. Sri Varshabhanavi Devi. Daitaya. Kripabdaye. Krishna Sambandha. Vijnana. Dayine. Prabhave. Namaha. Madhuryojwala. Premadya. Sri Rupanuga. Bhaktida. Sri Gaura Karuna. Shakti. Vigrahaya. Namostute. Namaste. Gauravani. Sri Murtaye. Dinatarine. Rupanuga. Virudhapa. Apasiddhanta. Dvanta. Harine. Swaha. 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 Namo Gaura Kishoraya. Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye. Vipralamba. Prasambode. Padambujaya. Te Namaha. Swaha. swaha swaha namo bhakti vinodaya sachidananda namine gaura shakti swarupaya rupanuga varayate swaha 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 gauravirbhava bhumestvam nirdeshta sajjana priyaha vaishnava sarvabhauma sri jagannathaya te namaha swaha 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 vancha kalpa tarubhayascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha swaha 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 he krishna karuna sindho dina bandho jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute swaha 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 jayatam suratau tango mama manda mater gatihi matsarvasva padambhojau shri shri radha madana mohanau swaha 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 divya vrindaranya kalpadrumadaha srima ratnagara simhasanastau srimadradha srila govinda devau preshtalibhi sevyamanau smarami swaha 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 shriman rasa rasarambhi vamshivata tatastitaha karshan venur swaner gopir gopinatha shriyestu swaha 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 tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari vrishanu sute devi pranamami hari priye swaha 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 shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhar shri vasadi gaura bhakta vrinda swaha 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 om hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama 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 hare hare. So this completes the Mangalacharan prayers. And sorry, swaha swaha swaha. Thank you, Prabhu. This completes the Mangalacharan prayers. The next part of the Homa is called Prayaschit Homa, where we beg the Lord for the forgiveness for any mistakes that we might have committed. So kindly repeat after me. The translation of that mantra goes, O my Lord, O Janardhan, whatever little puja or worship has been performed by me, although it's without devotion, without proper mantra, and without proper performance, please let that be complete. And the second mantra is, thousands of offenses are performed by me day and night, but thinking me as your servant, kindly forgive those, O Madhusudana. And the third one is, O Govinda, your devotee never perish. By remembering this over and over again, I am able to retain my life heirs. So kindly repeat after me. Om Mantrahinam Kriyahinam Bhaktihinam Janardana Pujitam Mayadeva Paripurnam Tadastume Swaha 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 Om Aparadha Sahasrani Kriyante Harnisham Maya Dasoham Itimam Matva Kshamasva Madhusudana Swaha 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 Om Pratignya Tava Govinda Name Bhaktya Pranashyati Iti Samsmritya Samsmritya Pranan Samadara Yami Aham Swaha Swaha Swaha. So this completes the Prayaschit Homa. So there is called the Purnahuti. As Vaisheshik Prabhu mentioned, we take the banana that is in front of us. Since there are 14 devotees, some may place at the edge, some may place in the end, but you can just try to place it on the fire without causing too much smoke. We'll try that. So this mantra we'll repeat thrice, and then you can place it at the end of that. Om Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Om Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya cha Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Om Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya cha Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Swaha Swaha Swaha. Now, along with Vaisheshik Prabhu and Mataji, please circumambulate the fire 7 times while chanting the Maha Mantra.
Hare Krishna. Let the initiates go around 7 times before everyone else joins in. Otherwise, we'll have Highway 101 at 5 o'clock. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. feels like walking on Govardhan, around Govardhan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
We sweep.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, hey! Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.